I think with my accident has helped me to see the medical side of stuff quite different, because I'm more aware of exactly what I need to do and moving forward. And every single time there's a campaign that's close to my heart, i.e. a heart campaign, nowadays we're working on blood pressure. It's something that I'm very passionate about, and I'm encouraging people to go out there and to get their blood pressure checked, because if you know your BP, then you know exactly what you need to do in terms of if it's high or low moving forward as well.
And Fabrice, I mean, after what happened, obviously you're someone who's brought this to light, and I know it was a massive negative what happened to yourself, but a positive that has come out is a lot of people have learned through what happened.
Yeah, I think with my accident has highlighted so many plus and negative of being able to having a cardiologist nearby, and also know how to do CPR as well. So it's very, very important, and also something that I'm encouraging not just young people but old as well to learn how to do CPR, but at the same time also trying to get your blood pressure checked. It's very, very important.
And Salma, is this something that people can do with Asda Pharmacy? Is this something that people can go and find out information from there?
Yeah, so what we're doing across all of our 255 Asda pharmacies, we're offering a free blood pressure check. This is really convenient because we're open early hours, late hours and weekends. So you can just literally pop in. It takes a few minutes to come and have your blood pressure checked. And what we're also offering is really great value blood pressure monitors. So people can take their blood pressure monitors and check their levels at home as well. And we're really giving advice with that. Around what sort of things people should be looking at and sort of actions that need to be taken.
So is it a case of just popping into your local Asda pharmacy and finding out what the best sort of course of action is from there then?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got 255 Asda pharmacies, and if you wanted to know where your local pharmacy would be, it'd be storelocator.asda.com, and you can find out where your local Asda pharmacy is. And it's literally as convenient as whilst you're doing your shopping or whilst you're popping in, you can come and get your blood pressure checked, and we can go through that with you and go through the advice required with that.
Need to go and do the big shop later, to be honest. So I should do that, if I'm honest with
you.
Yeah,
nip to your pharmacy as well.
Fabrice, need to just talk a little bit more about yourself as well, because obviously after your accident, after what happened, it really did change everything, didn't it? And I'm sure that every single day, it's just such an amazing feeling to have come back from what happened. I mean, I've just been hearing that you've just got your UEFA B license as well, so you're still heavily involved in the game. What's going on with you right now? What's happening?
I had my UEFA B assessment yesterday, and I've already got my place booked for my A license in the summer. So, football coaching is probably the closest thing from after I stopped playing football. I want to get into coaching, but at this present moment, I'm currently involved with the PFA, and what I go around football clubs and mainly speak to the first and second year scholar about Plan B and taking education as serious as is the football. I know you are, as much as football is excitement, but that you are one injury away for that dream to be taken away from you. So it's very, very, very important that you tell your young players and those are coming up to the game that, I know you're here to play the game, but just think of this won't be something that you're going to do for the rest of your life. Only going to be one Ryan Giggs who's going to play till he's 40 years old. Now, the way the game is going, not everybody will play to that age. So you have to be very mindful and very thoughtful of what you want to do moving forward after football.
And Fabrice, I know after what happened, Bolton fans paid tribute to you and really, gave you a good send-off after your career ended. I mean, looking at Bolton right now, quite a precarious position. Just what are your thoughts on what's happening to the side?
It's very, very difficult to see a team and a club that I've loved and I play for, and to find myself in that predicament. I wish I had the power, the ability to go in there and to shake one or two people and wake them up and say, listen, this is a fantastic football club, because there is so much love and so much people at Bolton that are so passionate about that football club that they don't deserve to be in that position. So I just hope that survivor is probably the main thing that we've got now to the end of the season. And if it doesn't, then we have to clear up and rebuild and trying to get back up for and first time around, really.
And obviously, Fabrice, you're taking your badges at the moment. You're looking at the coaching angle, and as you said, that's what a lot of other players would like to go into. And do you see yourself one day on the touchline? Do you see yourself in that suit or that tracksuit being a manager, or is it something you just want to stick back with coaching behind the scenes?
No, there's no point in me doing all these hours and hours of coaching if I didn't see myself wearing the tracksuit or suit in that touchline. So I'm I'm full aware exactly how hard it's going to be for me to get there, but I can actually see in my head that I want to be part of it, and I want to experience that touchline and that feeling that you get as a coach. And that's why I'm spending my time, and I'm taking my time to learn the game and to learn the trade and the coaching side of him, and hopefully the opportunity will present for me in the future.